Or maybe it's on here. 006. Sinan Lamed Beis. Sinan Lamed Beis. Tez Zion. Tez Zion. Nitzak Achas Meha Osios. A letter got cut off. Hagor Hapshutos. We're talking about a straightforward letter to go involved, or Zion. Oshenifsek regal hanun, it means a nun pshuta, which is a line coming down v'kayotzi. So now, the rule of thumb, it's not always true. Who am I talking to? Everybody's looking for the place. The rule of thumb, we had yesterday, if the letter has a certain surah, sa'os, so the Tina many times, it doesn't matter if the Tina can't read it. It could be it has the minimum, and the Tina can't read it because the Tina's not that smart, and it looks funny, so he doesn't know what it is. If it's missing a Tzura Sa'ol, so even if it's close enough and the Tina could read it, it doesn't help. We usually, again, this is usually, not always, but we'll learn through the Siman, we'll see all the cases of Mitzvah. We usually use a Tinuk when it has the requirements, but it looks like another letter, and we want the Tinuk to tell us what letter it looks like to him. Or when it has the technical requirements, but it really doesn't look like the letter at all, and the Tinuk will tell you, okay, it looks enough like the letter. The Tinuk's reading it will tell you that it's good enough. It looks like the letter. So here, these letters could be mistaken for a yud. If they're chopped off too much, so they'll look like a yud. So he says, Nifsakachas mehil osios, hakohapshutos, like a straight line, basically. Even though obviously a vav and a zayin are not the same. But, you know, or a nun is really like a zayin if it's too short. Or if a dalit's too short, it could look like a vav. So there's no real shir b'dieved. It doesn't say, like, if it's this, so you show it to a tinok. Like, if it's a borderline case, you show it to a tinok. If he says it's a dalit, okay, it looks like a dalit. If he says it's a vav, it looks like a vav. So that's what we're talking about, those kinds of cases, where the question is if it looks like a different letter or not. It's messed up enough that it looks like a different letter. So we say, in Tinuk She'enu lo chocham v'lo tipesh. Chocham, what does it mean, lo chocham v'lo tipesh? A chocham will figure out what letter you want it to be, and a tipesh won't be able to read it if it's not formed or shaped perfectly. That's what the meaning of these words in this context means. Tipesh means he won't figure out the word in context, the letter in context. It looks too funny, and Chacham will be able to figure it out from the flow of the words, or he'll be able to figure out what you want him to say. Yodea Legroso Koshes, it's Koshev Imlav Posel. Vein Tzarech Lechazes Lo Shor Osios Kamosha Noagin. We're not chayshish, he's going to look and see like what it's supposed to be, what you want it to be. You don't have to. Even though the minig is yes to cover up the other osios and say, what letter is that over there? Hagot miyum on a rom shlo nisha tsuros ha'os kusikuno. If it falls below a certain minimum standard that we'll be learning about in Mitzvah Shem, each letter has its own minimal standards. He's saying if it falls below a minimal standard, Pasol Avol Bisha Tino Koryozo Kol Chosa. You have to remember, a Tinoch can't make into a letter that's missing the basic Tzura Sa'os. And if it has a Tzura Sa'os enough, Tinoch can't ruin it either. I'm hearing that. The Tinoch is useful primarily when you want to know if it looks like a different os. Okay. We'll stop and we'll learn Mishnah Berurah. Memhei Nitzak. What does it mean Nitzak? Yesh Leforish B'Shnei Ofanim. Nitzak could mean in two ways. Omach was naked, the cloth got punctured, but V'zeh Ein Kosher Kim B'Nikav Achar Kach. We always remember, whenever you're talking about naked, so you're ruining the Book of Kvil, so if you're having a different discussion, if it looks like a yud or not, and you're forgetting about the fact that it's no longer Muk of Gvil because the cloth got a hole in it, so it's always talking about that it happened afterwards. after the letter was written, and Book of Gil, as we always say, is not a problem if it happens afterwards. Lack of Book of Gil, of course. Or it could be the ink got erased or faded. To which I would add that I have a third case. You know, that's the Shulchan Aruch's case. So the Shulchan Aruch's case could be talking in one of two cases: the cloth got punctured and the ink faded. The third case is if he wrote the letter lechatchila that way, so he doesn't know if it's a kosher letter or not. So he has satino, because it looks like a nun or a yud. Hapshutos. Why don't we talk about, like we talked about by the hay, that if a malo yud is left, it's good enough? Because adarab, but that's the problem, it looks like a yud. And there is a yud puzzle. That's what we're talking about. The problem is it looks like a yud. That's not the problem. In other words, not like a different case which had aleph. Right, an end of chof, a chof sofis will look like a dalid if it's too short, or maybe l'reish. Okay, im tinok, I am betal shakosa. Da'ach shenitzak mayri, shenitzas ktsas me'orech ha'os ulamato legamri. There's nothing under the puncture, we'll call it. Nothing under where the ink faded or where there's a puncture in the cloth. V'lo nishim emene, v'ka chelek shekodem ha'hefzak. Os tole b'kriyas ha'tinok, imsovik lanu, im nisha kashir shal ha'os ha'u. Avel im nishtar gam lamato min ha'hefzak, The tinok is going to read it as if it's a continuous line, and really there's like a hole in the middle. So he's going to, yeah, that's a Zion. The tinok yitzarif mashal lamata mimenu lechelik elyon. Because there's a hefsek there. If the right, the yud of the aleph is not connected to the body of the aleph, so you have to. If this happens and there's something under the puncture, something under the faded ink, you have to cover that up when you show it to a tino, because the tino's eye won't discern that there's a hefsek, so he'll see the whole line. Everybody's moide. The Shulchan Aruch is talking, you don't have to cover the other letters that would enable, theoretically, the tinok to figure out what letter it is you want him to say. But here we're talking about that the tinok's eye will not realize it, or he won't care, or he'll read it like a vav, not like a yud, even if there's a hole in the middle of the vav. So therefore, right. So, he knows what the Chumash was talking about. When we talk to Huaymer, he figures out what that letter should be. V'em b'sporish heitev. Shapir. Avleinik rechochem emu chochem bakor. So he's heitev. Vein meivim ha-shakosu v'lefonot. Zev v'adik amkin kosher. If chochem means he's an expert Aleph Beis reader, so that's perfect, that's beautiful, that's exactly who we want. V'lo tipesh. Tipesh hanu shedet delik rechoitzio. So you can't really read. So unless it's perfectly formed, he won't be able to read it. Basic knowledge of the Aleph Beis. I think I said something wrong before. I said tipesh means he can't read the letter unless it's perfectly formed, because he's a tipesh. You're not such a smart kid, so unless it's perfectly formed, he won't read it like the letters. That you don't use such a kid. That's not how the Mishnah Berurah explains it. The Mishnah Berurah says tipesh means he doesn't know the Aleph Beis. Once he knows the Aleph Beis, even if he's not a Baki in the Tzuras Hayetzias, then you could use him. And the definition of tipesh in this context means he doesn't know the Aleph Beis. If he doesn't know the Aleph Beis, then of course he can't use him. Like what's, if he doesn't know the Aleph Beis, how can you use him? Any of their litros or osios. How could it mean that? So the Shar HaTzion and no. Unless he means he doesn't know. He doesn't know how to read the osios. Obviously, you can't use them. What do you want him to say? He doesn't know what it is. I was a tipish man. He's not such a smart kid. He's not a bucky in the osios, so he won't read it unless it's perfectly formed. So he's not a good person to use, because this looks like a vav or a yud. So, you know, unless it's a perfect vav, he's going to say it doesn't look like a vav. That's what I mean. That's what I always thought. I was a tipish man. Mishnah Berurah is a weird thing. I don't know. So, Rechiyan, let me just look at an Aruch HaShulchan. Tipish who? Below tipish who shiodeya heitev tmunas oisius. Below tipish means shiodeya heitev tmunas oisius. That's what it is. Because he knows it well. It doesn't have to be perfect. Maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means also. I don't know. It's funny lashon. Yes, and it's like not a chiddush. Obviously, you can't use a tipish. If tipish means he doesn't know the ICS, so what good are they going to do? Okay, good. Let's go by them. Bein tzarech lechasos, you don't have to cover. B'chein kodav alavush. Avramogan Avram, b'shein marid, cause of the tzarech lechasos, mashal lefonav. What comes before. Shem yaschol metchilos hamikra. Well, you know, by Dabar Hashem and Moshe Leimor, oh yeah, that's a race, yeah. Sirchei Nogad Basel. Sirchei Nogad Basel means he'll say what comes naturally. Where else does it say Sirchei Nogad Basel? Anybody? These three words, Sirchei Nogad Basel, where else is it used? In Halacha, a very famous place. What? Yeah, it said there. It's a lot of thing about business. If you find yourself, by Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, and you're not sure, like if you went from Uchsafta Malmuzuzol Speisach Misharecha, well, you're not sure which one you said, the first parsha or the second parsha, but if your mouth is saying Laman Yirbu Yumeichem, so you're probably okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a sheet that you really should cover the letters that are before. You don't have to cover this word, what's afterwards. Also, If it's notzurus or out, if it falls below the basic minimum requirements, then the tinuch's not going to help you to go an alfin shein ayuchelin or gei alatzma. Right? If the yud's not touching the vav. The centerpiece. I think it's a vav. Yeah, it's a vav. So if the yud's not touching the vav, the chen akudus hapei, shein ageas l'gago. The chen l'cholos yashen on pshutos that are not straight lines. Sheish hefzik ben son, and there's a middle part, so it's not touching the body of the letter. Shehu pasul. And that has nothing to do with Book of Gevil, and that has nothing to do with a Tino. Bainim nasa zebe saksido lachar aksiva. Shlomani kriya satino gala eka shenitza ka'os ubotzer le mishiura. It's less than your normal way of writing it. Umachma zedome ha'os b'miktas la'os acher. So it looks like a different letter. Gagain vav katia. A chapter of vav. Shonu musupokim emigia warik vav. Like a sheer yud, the kachtoil kriyas hatinuk, the gilui milsum biyamu, the orech vav yeshlam, and the like kara yud. Yeah, it's a vav, it looks like a vav. The tinuk read it like a vav, it's a vav. What in lois nun pshuta, which would look like a zayin, the kof pshuta, which would look like a vav, probably. She a sovig yemeshla and sheer an arkanoi kof kafufa, she doimim mixus labay zuchai gandar. If it looks like a different letter, but it doesn't have your basic, a common fallacy, a common error. That's why Mishabura is stressing it so much. That's why I'm stressing it so much. If it doesn't have the basic tzuras ha'os, then ma'mol b'riyas hatino, the einenu ro'en, we see. Sheina os b'tzurasa. L'chein ein l'hachshir ha'alef, sheregel smolo, that the bottom leg, the left leg, the bottom leg is not touching the vav. Right? An aleph is two yuds and a vav in the middle. That's an aleph. You learned safras? You learned already? So they start teaching you. A lot of letters are just made up of other letters, so to speak. So they teach you a few basic strokes. Yeah, so they teach you a few basic letters. And it's really not so hard to learn safras, because you only have to learn around 8 letters, I think. And then you could already form all the other letters. Because they're just like, you know, like an aleph is just two yuds and a vav. So they a vav is a basic letter. A zayin is a basic letter, because a lot of letters are zayin, right? Tes is a basic letter. Test. Whatever. And I don't know Safra, so don't ask me. I just know that's how they teach you. They teach you a couple letters, and then you form other letters from those letters. He's not going to like read it as another letter, but it doesn't have the basic aleph. And we'll be learning that mitzvah shembli never in lamed vav. I hope maybe I think we will be going through the basic tzuras ha'os. What's ma'akev? We'll buy those picture books. They have mishnah sofrim with good vivid pictures. By mahani madatina kore also kachrak pasotik lanu im yesh bo shir karoi mahani v'chol zebalei tikun. Ooh, there might be a kula if the tinok reads it. Where's the candy? Let's go, candy. If the tinok reads it properly, that we'll see in the Bir Halacha now. That's a tremendous kula, and it's really a pella. But it's if the tinok reads it properly, it might not be a problem of Shaloi Kasidra. You might be able to fix it up later, even though it's puzzle. So we'll see. Okay, now let's see some Bir Halachas. Nifsak achas meha osios. What did a mitchila kasuv a sefer eza ois poshut? The case could be lechatchila. He wrote it that way. The first Bir Halacha in the Sif Nifsak. Minestapik loyim uorach kashir shiroi leos. So you bring over a tino. The Efshalolahagi, he can't just fix it up. Babi Shalai Kasidron, he went weiter already. Now he looks back. You look at some Sifrei Torah, you get a Chalitza Sadas. You see a lot of rashes look like youths. Very short rashes they make in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, man. Don't ask me. I'm no Tino. I would never... some of the rashes are so short, the regular. Maron Latino. Tazali, Omer Chodeshim Kibager. Hapshut is one of them are something who bedalit. Shagago Kotzer, and it looks like a Vov. If the Gag and the Dalit is too short, it looks like a Vov. But it's not one of them who Kishiur. Maron Hos Latino. The Gom Vov Zion. I am a prima godim. Should a stopping lover the bezayin shenitzak die kimlo os katana? What do we say? We say you can't turn to the hay of the previous sif and say, "What do you got to show it to a tinek for?" If it has a mlo os katana, it's fine, because in our sif, that's good for the problem is that it looks like a yud. So that's no solution. That's a problem. So the prima godim wants to suggest that a zayin. So then, you go back perhaps to the technical din of the hay and say, oh, if it's a Malolos Katana, it's good enough, because that's not going to look like a yud. So the shear would be the size of a yud, but it's not going to look like a yud, because the Vemesh and Gago over Mishnei had stored them, right? That's the point of a Zion. Pardon the pun. The point of a Zion, we need a Zion, we need a Zion, we need a Zion, give me a Zion. Give me a Zion here. Ulazarecha, right? It's on both sides of the line going down. Mashenkin above, and a Yud. The Zion juts out from both sides of the body of the letter, we'll call it. So it ain't gonna look like a Yud. Huchach muchach shenu yud. So maybe you can get away then with the technicality of it having the size of a yud. V'huva b'chidushim kiveger. So that's a big, that's a kula. V'ayim b'derech ha'chayim b'chus kriyas ha'torim b'sharim y'fayim b'sheishvu sham zayin l'bov l'dina. That you don't say that svara. V'akoponim ha'matino kro l'yud v'aday posel. If the tinnik says, yeah, that's a yud, you're really in trouble. V'ayim b'meshik ha'sadu b'shim tezvob b'shim tezvob b'shim tezvob. Okay. Im Tinov, next beer alocha. I am a prima godim aliyah rabba. Dem yesh kemlo os katana de duke gom vov onun pshuta katana. V'nikar yofe shehi vov onun kosher ve'en otzorech laharos latino. A big kula, a big chiddush. He's saying, if it has a certain, again, the Malolos Katana is a certain technicality of length. That's what we have by the hay. It doesn't help you here because looking like a yud is a problem, not a solution. So the Bir Halacha says, the Prima Godim, Elio Rabba, that if it has that technical Malolos Katana, and for whatever reason you can tell it's not a yud, it looks like a, you know, because really there are differences, you see it. So that's good enough. You don't even have to show it to a team. If it has the Malolos Katana there, and it looks like a Vav or a Zion, then there's no need to show it to a Tino. If to you it looks like that, you know. Right. Could it be kosher if a Tino reads it like a Vav and there's no Malolos Katana? I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know offhand. We'll learn it when we get to Lamed Vav. We'll learn it. If the technical Tzura Sa'os, L'chayra Yir, that's what we had by the hay. Then it needs a Malolos Katana, of course. By the hay it did, so it's done by all letters it does. The left leg of the hay didn't need it, according to the Rosh. But the right leg of the hay certainly needed it. Okay? Okay, Yudea L'Kroso. We don't care what's under the hole. If he would have written it that big, it also would have been kosher if the Tino reads it well. So we don't care how big the hole is, etc. The Imlav Pasul, Afilu Nasa Hefzakakak, where there's no problem with looking still. Then she covers the Dermia Club, the ink got rubbed off. Benisharak Roshim Admumis, it's just like, it's very faded. Me'achaludah Shalatiyo, it's like rust colored. You see that many times in old Sifrei Torah, the ink pops off. And there's like a Roshim, but it's like, that's no good. The herald latino gamachelik shalomata me yehetzuk ukrol laos afilu hachi posul day mitzarfen lo mashalomata. But now zok to be a halacha. Again, you have a hole, let's say, in the cloth. So the tino will read it properly, but we know it's no good because it has a hole there. So now he says v'cholzer liyinchi shor kach beloy tikkun. But you can go back and be misakin it. It's not culture like the Sidron, even though it's possible. And it's not a Muk of Gevil problem. That we already accepted and know, that even if it's possible, but if it's only a Muk of Gevil psul, then you can go back and fix it up. It's not called Chaykoichis, and it's not culture like the Sidron. Now we have even a bigger Chiddush case. We have a case where the letter is possible because of the tzura of the letter. And a tinok doesn't help you because it's missing the basic tzura, because it doesn't have... The tinok's only reading it because he's seeing the bottom also. So it looks like a vav. But we know it ain't. We know it is a problem. We know if you would cover up the bottom part, the tinok would not read it like a vav. He says you can go back and fix it. The tinok is incorrectly counting the bottom. So this letter, taka, looks like a vav. And indeed, that's what the tinok is koveya. The tinok is koveya, it looks like a vav. It's a posel, It's not in a hole there. It's not really a vav. If the tinok would only look at the top part, he wouldn't read it like a vav. Mahani afilu betzulin on mezuzos to be the considered davka. The lo nizbatel mimenu legabri shem os kivan shahatinok yodea likros al yedei tziruf. That's where the mistake came from, that people think it's kosher. People think, oh, the tinok reads it like a vav. So he's saying, no, it's possible. There's a hole in it. It's not really above. It's too little to be above. The tinok's just counting what's underneath. But there is something to that. There is enough tzuras os, big chiddush and lomdus. There's enough tzuras os in this configuration of ink. There's enough tzuras os that it's not called shalom kesidron. It's just called a tikkun. You're fixing it. You're not writing the letter anew. You're just fixing it. Bafilu nasuzeh hetzik beis aksino. I don't know what that means. If it's... Oh, you can fix it up. Yeah, you can fix it up. It's a problem of Book of Kivil also, but you can fix it up. Because of the Prima Godim qualifies the qualification. You hear? We're learning this. It's not usual, but, you know, it belongs in the Mishnah Berurah, not in the Bir Halacha. He's going to qualify the qualification. A tinok reading it does not... He's going to qualify the qualifier of the qualification. A tinok reading it like a vav, okay, great. We qualify that by saying that if the tinok's reading it unlawfully like a vav, because there's a hole in the middle and he's just counting what's at the bottom, it doesn't count. We qualify that by saying, but it helps, and it's not close to like the sitter if you fix it up. Now he's going to qualify that if it's too obvious that there's a hole there, because everything that I just said is bishalonika lehedya predoson. Avonika lehedya predoson if it's obvious. And again, this is a judgment call. If it's clearly a hefsik, and the tinok is just overlooking it, but there's really a hefsik there. I mean, it's obvious. Ain moralo shum tikkun afilu nasa l'achar aksiva. Then what I just said is not true. Even if the tino, because then the pshat is partial. Because then the tino is wrong. That's all. If the hefsik's too big, then I don't know. It's the lumbus really has to be explored, but not now. Now is not the right time for it. Because it's puzzle inherently. That's why the tino doesn't help you. But for Shalai Kassidron, it's enough because it looks like it. But if it doesn't, but if it has too big a hole, then Pshat is it doesn't look like it, I guess. Either Tinoch's reading it, so we throw the Tinoch out the window. We don't care about the Tinoch all of a sudden. But he's not a teepee. You know, it's not Pshat. We found out he's a teepee. Because then he's not a proper Tinoch. So it's Tzorich Ion exactly how to be Magdir this back and forth. But Akhapan of the Halacha we know. Niyumon and Rahim, I'm the Mishnah Brura. Because I'm came to like Tikkun. Again, if the Yud is not touching the Vav of the Aleph, but the Tino reads it like an Aleph, so it's possible because, but you can go back and be Nasak in it. It's not kosher like a Sidron. Same thing. Aveling in Tikkun Mahani Akhapan of Kriya Satino. We'll learn more about this. Okay, we'll stop here.